Monthly Conference, a media conference co-hosted by investment bankers, the Quadrangle Group, management consulting firm McKinsey & Company, and accountants PricewaterhouseCoopers. When I showed up at the Wall Street Regent Hotel in Manhattan, I learned that the conference is ostensibly off the record and closed to journalists. But a number of prominent journalists are already there. Tina Brown, founder of the defunct Miramax-financed Talk, who has resurfaced with a talk show on CNBC. My New Yorker colleague, Ken Auletta. Norman Perlstein, my former editor at the Wall Street Journal, now editor-in-chief of Time Incorporated. And PBS talk show host, Charlie Rose, who is serving as a moderator. The gatekeepers don't seem to mind after I explain I'm working on a book and that Eisner knows I'm in the audience. Right away, I bump into Brian Grazer of Imagine Entertainment, who reminds me that he produced Splash, Touchstone's first live-action hit, for Ron Miller. Then Richard Snyder, former CEO of Simon & Schuster, who, like Eisner, detested their mutual boss Marty Davis at Paramount, recalls the day Davis fired Eisner. Everyone there, it seems, has an Eisner story. Eisner and Rose take the stage. Eisner begins by lauding the ABC acquisition to this deal-oriented audience, praises the momentum in Disney's media networks, and predicts substantial growth at the theme parks due to pent-up post-September 11th demand. Wouldn't Comcast and Disney be the perfect merger? Rose asks, referring to the giant Philadelphia-based cable company where ex-Disney executive Steve Burke has been named president. Eisner rolled his eyes. "That's a terrible idea," he retorts. People laugh. "Why?" Rose asks. "I don't think content and distribution belong in the same company," Eisner says, repeating his oft-stated conclusion on the subject. "Content is evergreen. Distribution is replaced by better technology. Content people come from a different planet. They don't get along well." Rose asked about the just-announced deal in which General Electric is acquiring Universal's entertainment assets. "I like it," Eisner says, "a competitor with a smart owner. I want to see GE planning in Ron Meyer's office." Referring to Universal Studios chief Ron Meyer, Ovitz's former partner. "That's a joke," he adds, "but you don't want stupid competitors." "What about Miramax?" Rose continues. "It's fabulous," Eisner says. "Harvey Weinstein is staying. He's bigger than life. He's delivered incredible material to our library." "Is he happy?" "I think so. He says he is." "Pixar?" Rose asks. Wall Street has been eagerly awaiting the results of the Disney-Pixar negotiations, especially after the enormous success of Nemo, which had grossed $865 million worldwide by the end of 2004. "Disney hasn't announced anything," Eisner replies, looking uncomfortable. "We are in conversations." He stops. Xenia Mooka, sitting in the front row, is scowling and vigorously shaking her head. "What if they go away?" "My PR person worked for George Pataki," Eisner answers. "She says, don't answer that one." "The Ovitz lawsuit," Rose continues, bringing up another contentious subject. Eisner rolls his eyes.